before I call the meeting to order, Chance, would you like to comment on some phone etiquette or whatever you said?
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Just wanted to kind of remind everybody about conference call etiquette. I remember it's been a while since we've had a conference call, and last time we had someone put us on hold and we had background music. So if you mute your phone, that would be great. If you didn't want to be heard, if y'all had some background noises in your office, but please do not place this on hold or we will boot you off. And that's all I have to say. You can begin, Bob.
All right, good. Thank you. All right, I'll now call the meeting to order of the TCEQ Tax Relief for Pollution Control Property Advisor Committee. And I will recognize the committee members by calling the roll. So, and by the way, this before I call the roll, I'll just say this is being recorded. And since it's not our normal course or place for meeting or way of meeting, I'll just say this is by conference call. And the conference call information was published on the agenda prior to our meeting by TCEQ on their website. So I'll call the roll. Roland Bieber.
Here.
Rob Castor.
Here.
Paul Kuhn.
Here.
Wayne Frizzell.
Here.
Lloyd Graham. Lloyd said he's going to try to make it. He might be a little bit late. Don Lee. And Don Lee's in Chicago. He says he's going to try to make it too. But Greg Maxim. Mike Massey.
Here.
John Nichols. Cyrus Reed.
Yeah, I'm here.
Bennett Sandlin.
Here.
Leo Scherer. All right. Did someone else just dial in?
Yeah, Don Lee did.
Okay. All right. And I will generally ask who else is on the phone since we normally have visitors sign in to the meeting. And I will say Joey Cardenas in our office is here with me. And is anyone else on the phone?
Pete Poppy from the Schools Coalition.
Okay. Thank you.
Tom Countryman, Fulbright Jaworski.
Taylor Holcomb, Vincent Elkins.
All right, thank you. Anyone else?
This is Whit Swift. I'm with Baker Botts.
Chris Cisneros, Enterprise Products.
Gretchen Ellison, Hillco Partners.
Eddie Bates with CNI Oil Company in Beaumont.
John Nichols, Dow Chemical.
All right, good, John. Anyone else? All right, we'll start the meeting, and it probably, my sense is it will not take a long time, which is why we're having this on a conference call rather than meeting in Austin. So I'll say the policy for public comments during committee meetings is generally we want to hear from the public. As long as it's a reasonable time that we are allowed to go through our agenda. So I know it's a little bit harder to, you can't just step to the podium like we normally do, but if you have comments from the public, please try to get our attention. We'll be glad to allow you to comment. There will be time at the end of the meeting also for more comments. So do we have any general comments from the committee members before we get started? All right, I'll go ahead and go to item number two, election of 2013 chairman. I will, before we get this started, I'll say what I've said the last 2 years at least, well, since I've been chairman, and that is I'm not campaigning for re-election. I'm available to be chairman again. However, I'm open to someone else taking the lead as long as they basically support Prop 2 and allow an equal opportunity or appropriate opportunity for all members to speak their perspectives. That's my only concern if whoever is chairman. So with that, I will open it up for comment.
Well, Bob, this is Robert Castor. I guess I'll say that I think you've done a good job, and I'd like to go ahead and nominate you again if you're good with that.
And this is Wayne Frizzell, okay. And I'll second.
All right. We'll have a pause because I want to have ample opportunity for anyone else. Any other nominations?
I will move. This is Mike Nasty, and I'll move that we close nominations.
All right. We have a motion to close nominations. Those in favor, well, let's see how we're going to do this. We need to call the roll, probably. Okay. This will be a little bit tedious, but I think for the record, we probably need to do this, unless someone else has any other concerns.
Are you going to close? Yes. This is Roland Bieber. Are you going to close nominations? And,
yes.
And elect Bob by acclamation?
Correct. Oh, do you want to do that in one motion?
I would.
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
It's Don Lee. It's a good motion.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good motion. Let's do it.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. And if I heard any no's, I would call the roll so we'd make sure we had an even count there, but the ayes have it, and the motion carries. And I should have said earlier, this nomination is for calendar year 2013, since I'm already chairman this year. So we will, I think that's on the agenda anyway. Yeah. All right. We'll go to item three and planning for the 2012 annual report. I think most of y'all, or all of you, except Lloyd, has been on the committee, so you're aware of our annual report process. And I mainly just wanted to let you know my thoughts and give you an opportunity to express concerns or a different way of handling this. And that is, I plan to look at the minutes that are posted on the TCEQ website and look at the major items that are accomplishments. I think there are travel costs or other items in the report as required by our bylaws. So we will, I plan to follow a very similar path as I have in the last few years. And I'd like to put a draft out there for our next meeting, which will probably be in January or February. And we'll take comments from all of you in the public and make revisions. And I kind of envision, since we probably will have or may have some, if we don't have any revisions there, I guess we can just vote on it and I'll publish it. If we do have suggested revisions, I would like to send another draft out to the committee, and I think we could probably vote by email to go ahead and get it out and get it on the TCQ's website. Does that process sound okay to all of you?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds fine to me.
No problem.
All right. I hear no objections. Then any other comments about the annual report? All right. Then we'll go to other business. Any old or new business?
I had an idea that I'd like, you know, I don't know that I want to discuss it right now. It's something I would like to have everybody think about, particularly comments from staff, and maybe discuss it in our next full meeting. And it seems to me that there ought to be some mechanism for, for TCEQ exemption measures that are old and been on the books, some method to validate or check and make sure they're still valid. And whether they still need to have an exemption. But that's it. Should we have some kind of mechanism for looking at older, reviewing older installations to make sure they're still doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Hey Wayne. Okay. Hey Wayne. This is Chance.
Yeah.
This is Chance. The TCQ. That mechanism is used already. Appraisal districts, if they don't agree with the applicant's use determination, that's the appraisal district's choice.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Can everybody mute?
Okay.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Wayne?
Yeah.
Okay. That mechanism, we have that in place. That it basically, it's up to the appraisal district. If they don't agree with the use determination when they assess the property tax, then they can make that applicant come back and apply if something has changed based on your review.
Can you show me, or maybe offline, send me an email or something?
Well, it's not specifically written anywhere in our rules. But when you make your appraisal assessment and you find that something has changed from the original application in which we issued their use determination, then you would have that applicant come back in, request that applicant come back in to reapply. If they disagree,
where does it say you can do that? I mean, I don't know anywhere.
This is Don Lee.
Texas Tax Code 1143C.
Say that again slowly.
Texas Tax Code
1143C.
43 C, as in chance.
Okay. Well, I'll look that up then.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay, Wayne, I'll talk to you before the next meeting if we need to put that on the agenda or if your question has been answered.
Okay.
All right. Any other issues?
I don't know, again, if this rises to our level yet, but kind of interesting what's happening at the Railroad Commission. They have a variety of rulemakings ongoing that I think will generally increase the amount of equipment and other resources needed to comply with environmental regulations if these rules ultimately go through on increased casing, some new requirements on water recycling for commercial waste operators, etc. So it may not be ready yet, but at some point it might make sense to have somebody from Railroad Commission, when rules are eventually adopted, just give a presentation of kind of what the new requirements are, because it may be that there'll be, additional applications coming in from that universe. So just sort of something to put on a radar.
Cyrus, do you know the timeline for those rules?
Well, the one that's sort of the major rule is the sort of new casing and cementing rules. That's open for public comment now. They've already said there'll likely be an additional, draft after this draft. So it's probably, 4 or 5 months down the line before a rule will be finalized. Because they'll have their first. This is the first iteration. They'll probably have a second, and then it'll go to the commissioners. But I just think it might increase the amount of applications we see for fracking operations and drilling operations.
Okay.
And similarly, one could, I've made this comment before, but as the, you know, and obviously there's some legal actions going on, so I'm not quite sure what the status is, but the EPA's air emissions rules on oil and gas facilities, again, I don't know if the type of equipment that's going to be required is already covered in our list or not, but it, I'm just saying I think in the oil and gas world we might want to get an update at some point about some of the new rules coming down and how that might affect the types of applications, either the number or the type of equipment coming in. But probably not, you know, probably I think the EPA rules are supposed to go into effect in April, as I remember, so maybe kind of aiming for maybe second quarter of next year, having some kind of update to us on those rules and what it might mean for applications.
Okay. And by oil and gas, a lot of people are not familiar with the industry. So oil and gas, you're talking about producing properties, not refining pipelines.
Yeah, not the downstream process, but the upstream
right.
process.
Right, okay. Okay. We will try to, we'll keep that on our radar and possibly have somebody from the Railroad Commission update us on that. Any other issues?
Bob?
Yes.
This is Lloyd Graham. I'm sorry, I signed in at 10:14, if you'd just note that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks.
And Bob, this is Leo Shear. I'm online also.
Okay, Leo, when did you join us roughly? Do you know?
Just a minute ago.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us. Did Greg Maxim come on? I think he's the only other one. Okay. All right. Do we have any other issues we want to discuss now? Any public comments or comments from the public? All right, I don't want to stretch this longer than necessary, but I want to have ample opportunity for people to voice concerns or anything within the purview of our committee.
The other thing, sorry, this is Cyrus again.
Okay.
I'm not trying to extend this forever.
That's fine.
But the other thing to put on our agenda in the future obviously might be if there is any, you know, legislation filed just in an objective way, having someone, if there's any legislation that involves this program, and I don't know that there would be, but if there is, just having that on the agenda and someone kind of objectively describe what changes it would mean, just to keep that on our radar as we go forward.
Right, okay. Any other issues? Any comments from TCEQ staff?
Not at this time.
All right. It appears we've reached the end, and I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move, Roland Beaver.
All right. Thanks, Roland.
Second, John Nichols.
All right. We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. All right. Meeting is adjourned. Thanks for calling in, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
Bob.
Thank you.